Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Well, we are back. We have finished with Christmas. We've polished that off. There's probably still some turkey on the go, and we are now focused on probably the festivities on the 31st of December, but then on January the 1st, it's all going to kick off. We are back with another Doddy Aid, and this time we're hoping it's going to be bigger and better than ever. And of course, the man at the helm is Captain Wainwright. He is here to talk all about it. And then my personally favourite captain, the one and the only Kelly Brown, who has returned home. Welcome to two of Scotland's finest back rows and Doddy Weir and Doddy Foundation supporters, Kelly Brown and Rob Wainwright. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi,
hey, hey, how are we doing? Cheers.
Yeah. Ah, cheers.
Rob's in the pub.
let's not tell everybody that's watching what time we're actually recording this and what time the pub opens in call. Captain Wainwright, how are you?
All good here. It's just after noon somewhere, maybe here even. And we've got the excitement of genius on tap for the first time. Can you see that? See, we've got, nice tartan tap and everything. So I thought I'd better come down and try it. It's my first pint of genius on tap after endless cans of it. So very excited.
And always on brand. I love that. Always on brand, Rob.
Oh, very good. And I'm wearing all the snoods today. Can I take them off now? Can I tell you why I'm wearing them all, Bruce? Can I?
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried.
It's actually, if you put six of them on your head, then it does cut the supply to your brain. So this Barbarians, in a far distant life in a parallel universe, I was a member of the Barbarians Committee. Welsh, my aunt and my cousin live in Wales, so I could be a member of Wales. And we've got Glasgow, my wife's from near Paisley, Well, she's quite near Paisley. She's quite far away from Paisley as well. She's Bridge Weir, which is slightly different. And I used to play Edinburgh Ackies, so I've got an Edinburgh one on. And what we got next? The South. I was trying to find any reason that I'd want to be in the South, but my sister lives in between Langham and Hoyt, and I'll just leave on the one that I want, which is the North and Midlands one. Born and bred, North and Midlander, and now I have blood going to my brain. I can put my glasses back on. Thank you very much.
It worries me if blood's going to your brain. Kelly, you're back with the South. How does that feel?
It's great. It was great to be back. I had a little bit of a sabbatical and I went to Glasgow, so I was the captain of that team. But now I'm back. I'm back home. And so what is even better, actually, it's fantastic to be speaking to you, H.E., because it's the 27th, and on Boxing Day, it's always the Derby, and it's Melrose against Gala. And this year, as tends to happen, so Melrose one. It's a jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to beat the Pales on Boxing Day. So, yes, so that's the big news. So, absolutely fantastic to be back as the captain of Team South.
I knew you were not going to miss that opportunity. It looks like 2,000 people there. How good's that?
That's outstanding. It's brilliant. It's great that even now it's still a massive game. It always was. So when I was growing up, like, it was always every Boxing Day I'd be there, and then I played in them, and there were always battles. There wasn't a lot of sort of open, sort of free flow into rugby getting played. There was quite a lot of fights, but it was always a brilliant occasion, and it's good to see it's still going and it's thriving.
Yeah, rugby, that means something. So, Rob, Christmas is over. I've no doubt there will be lots of festivities on call for marking the farewell to last year and the welcoming in the new year. But then on January the 1st, it's all going to kick off. Are you excited for another version of Dodd-Aid?
Oh, always excited. I'm drinking here with Ian Fraser, the other half of Dodd-Aid. He's hiding over there looking after his young daughter, being a responsible parent, while I'm in the public bar being an irresponsible non-parent. But, you know, we've just been up to some daftness now, and I think we'll be able to... that video will come out. I've had to have a bath after it. It was very messy. So we've had a bit of daftness up here, and then we had a bit of daftness. Kelly and I have had a bit of daftness that was a bit of a fail, wasn't it, Kelly?
Oh, it certainly was. So it's always a slightly concerning sign when Rob asks for your address. It's because you know that something's coming and you've no idea what. And so I basically got this a package that essentially came sort of wrapped in a hazmat suit. And I was like, okay, it's a, what is this? And essentially it was a smelly fish. Isn't that correct, Rob? And we did the
Surströmming, I think, is what it's called in Swedish. And Anna from the foundation knows all about it because her husband's Swedish, and she's had trial by surströmming from her grandma-in-law or whatever. It's the stinky fish challenge. And I've watched many videos of it, and I thought, oh, that'd be brilliant. I'll send that to everyone. And Kelly got his first. And I did give him strict instructions, having done it myself down in sort of near the caravan, where nothing would hit anything that would be in the house and smelling for years ahead. And it was quite cool down there. And we opened the can up and we waited to start retching, and nothing happened. It wasn't very nice. And the stuff on my fingers, it took about 4 days. Every time I washed my hands, it would release the smell. But in terms of the actual event, you know, there was no retching, nothing. You know, the dog was very enthusiastic. It was wanting some. And so I gave strict instructions to Kelly indoors with his wife next to him, because she, what was it? How did you describe it? She just needs to look at a bit of moldy cheese and she starts being sick. So Kelly sent a video.
When Rob Wainwright's name appears on my mobile phone display, never mind him asking for my address.
There we go. Well, I'll give it to you by hand, Bruce. I have a spare tin. I know you want it. You want it, don't you, Bruce?
I'm pretty sure you'll find somebody much more rewarding for that than me. There's bound to be somebody bigger and better for that challenge. And the stinky fish challenge was just because...
It's the pre-Dodier daftness, you know. So I've been towed behind a quad on a shovel this afternoon through a very muddy field. Which
Jill Douglas is going to have your guts for garters. She gets worried with Doddy Duke and wants a disclaimer.
I know.
Never mind getting towed along on a shovel.
We did a full safety, health and safety analysis before it started, and we decided that the worst that could happen is I was going to get a little mud in my eyes, and I still do have mud in my eyes, and every so often I can take some more out. But we laughed a lot, and all in the usual spirit of pre-Dodd-Aid, what can we do that's stupider than last year?
Yeah, you excel yourself, Kelly. The South, we're in third at the moment. North and Mids are streaking away as seems to be how it goes at Odaade. Edinburgh have come to the party. Jamie Ritchie as captain seems to have galvanised the Edinburgh district. The South are in third, but the Barbarians are they're on our tail.
We're nipping our heels, yeah. So we just need a big drive. So that's the thing. So a massive drive. We need, if possible, we need everyone in the South to sign up. It's obviously it's just over a year since, unfortunately, since we lost the big man. And so it would be absolutely, absolutely amazing if we could get up to the sort of numbers that we had. So going back to last year. And so I'd encourage everyone to sign up and to get involved, because it's one, it's for a fantastic cause. Two, it's a chance, you know, to get fit and to start 2024 in a positive side. And three, it's a chance to be part of the Odaade of the community, and we have a lot of fun. So there's various events that are going on over January. So I think it's just, I think would be absolutely amazing if we could get as many people as possible to actually sign up.
How are you going to be racking up your miles? Because you like a bike. You had a bit of a mishap on the bike. Have you been
So that's the problem. So I had a bit of an accident. I was knocked off my bike about 17 months ago, and I fractured my kneecap and cut the three parts of my face that stick out. So my chin, my nose, and my eyebrows. So cut them. And then since that day, so my bike, it got smashed to smithereens. And my wife is basically, she is now very, very frightened of me ever going back on a bike again. So I think it'll have to be on the Watt bike. I'm just going to go on that. Thinking every day, it's what's a good sort of total to hit every day on the Watt bike. If someone sets me a challenge, I'll see if I can hit it.
Oh, it's our job, Bruce. He's asking us how much time he's going to spend on the Watt bike. It depends if you've got your Watt bike. When do you get back from your travels around the Mediterranean, Kelly?
Oh, no, that's tomorrow. So, yes, I'm
tomorrow.
I'll be at home. Yeah, so I'll be at home,
How many miles should we give him then? How many miles? 34 days times 20. Now that's a big ask, 20 miles a day.
It's in K. It's the what bike's in K. Okay, should I do, I'll be 30K every single day.
Yeah, 1,000 kilometers. There you go. You've decided, haven't you? 1,000K.
That's impressive, Kelly.
All right. So we're going to form a mini league. We're going to form a mini league. And Bruce, are you going to do 1,000K? Because you've got a lot. Bruce has got a big cycle ride coming up. Did you know that, Kelly?
I think I'm mostly speaking to the school kids and social media.
No. Every cyclist counts. So Bruce is cycling in a team from Edinburgh via Dublin, Cardiff, Paris, and presumably London as well. To Rome. So that's a lot of mileage, Bruce. So are you going for 1,000 kilometers through Odaade as well?
I'm not sure how to record that distance.
We can help you. Have you got the Watt bike? Have you come across the Watt bike?
No, I haven't. I do have a bike though. There's a static bike here, but it's a bit old fashioned.
Right.
But the pedals work. I'll give it a go. I'll see how it can work that. Right, enough about that nonsense. So, Rob, Odaade, we're looking at North and Mids are tipping 2,000 at the moment. Edinburgh are doing really well. The South, Wales have got almost 400. We're needing a bit of a shot in the arm there. Glasgow are over 1,000, which is great. Barbarians seem to have upped their game. There's lots going on, but we still need more.
We do. For this time last year, the South were in the lead, were they not, Bruce? So is it the change of captain, do you think, that's knocked you off your course? Or do you just need to up your game, you two?
He's just upset everybody from Gala. With one comment, he's upset everybody for Gala.
But we don't want you upsetting all the Melrose folk. They're easily upset, aren't they? So now we need, we're looking to get some energy into the whole thing. I've been off doing crazy things today. We need some crazy videos. Kelly's just posted a very brave video, or he's about to post a very brave video of him entering some very cold water. Yes, exactly. So, and yeah, we've got the Duke coming up, but between now and the Duke, just trying to get maximum, I'll be irritating an awful lot of people, and 90% of them will ignore me, and 10% will do something, and we'll get some energy going. And so the challenge is for the South. I'd like to see the South. Let's you know, can they overtake the North and Midland? They can certainly get ahead of Edinburgh, can't they? So there's your challenge. You've got 1,000 kilometers in January, and before January starts, you've got to get ahead of Edinburgh. Okay.
I think the term is activation. There was a bit of activation at the Glasgow Edinburgh game.
Yeah.
Glasgow got the win. What was going on there?
Well, I was meant to be down there, but Cal Mac and the weather, mainly the weather rather than Cal Mac, meant that I came off 4 days before the event and had to leave the day before because there wasn't going to be another ferry before Christmas. So I missed it, but we had Ryan Wilson riding with a Centurion's hat on a penny farthing up and down the track. Couldn't get him off the bike once he got the hang of it. And he was meant to be racing John Bartley, but John Bartley and a penny farthing are apparently incompatible. And we have many pictures of him being coached by Mark Bowman, but he said, nah, not for me. But we have David Fox Pitt instead, who's a massive charities, been running this massive effort to feed people in Ukraine. He's a hell of a guy. He brought his down, and he was on a penny farthing in a kilt with high winds, which creates some interesting footage, I think. But he was there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So he and Ryan were having a race, and I think Ryan won the race, actually. So, but all to raise awareness, get people signed up. Obviously, Glasgow, we're always banging away at Glasgow, trying to get them moving. I will be chasing Mr. McCoist down in person if I can get a ferry off tomorrow, and pinning him down in front of my phone, and we'll get a video out, getting Glasgow mobilised, and then there may be other people, Bruce, that you've spoken to in the past that I'll have to go and knock on their door as well. But we'll try and get as much energy going in the next 6 days as possible.
Kelly, the Glasgow-Edinburgh leg 2 is coming up this Saturday on the 30th, and there's a bit more Doddy Aid activation there. 30,000 people, they're going to break the record for the attendance. You've played in that game. What's that like?
It's the first thing to say is that's an awesome crowd, isn't it? You know, to break the record and the attendance record, it's a fantastic effort. So these games, it's always the games as a player is you want to play, is you really do. It's about the bragging rights. It's essentially a Scotland trial, and it's a chance to go sort of head to head, you know, with someone who is either ahead of you in the pecking order at Scotland or someone that's trying to get ahead of you. And so is the games that quite often they are, it's they're not always the most open games, but certainly the passion and the intensity and the real desire, you know, to get sort of one up on your City rivals. It was brilliant games to play. And I think back a few years I played in one, and the first one, it was through in Edinburgh, and we were poor, as we just didn't fire. We were very, very poor. And then to be completely honest, after that, so we basically got shouted at for about 6 days in training, in the build-up to the second leg, and we went out. And I've never been more amped up for a game. And we kicked the ball, and we were slightly more up for it. I would have said second game, and got a brilliant win. And so it's gonna be a great game and a great spectacle. And it's good to hear of the size of the crowd, and it's gonna be there.
So, Rob, we've got 30,000 people at Murrayfield for Edinburgh against Glasgow. How are we getting them all to sign up?
We will try and coerce them, but I think if we had any lever we could use on them, I think it's just you and me encouraging them, Bruce. So we're going to have to be at our most encouraging and gobby and persuasive or annoying. Maybe, I mean, I find if you're annoying enough, people will sign up just to shut you up. So we could try just being annoying, shall we?
But I hear you're coming to join me. I hear where I'm getting to be your sidekick for a little while.
I'm getting to be your sidekick. You know, you're the master of the microphone at Murrayfield. The 3 M's, eh? I hope I can get down. Obviously, the weather is not been the best, and the joys of living on a small island is that the fingers crossed that I can get off. I think I will get off, and then fingers crossed I can get back for Hogmanay back here, because that's not something you miss lightly at Hogmanay in the Hebrides. So hoping to be there, and there's a few things planned, and there's a lot of noise to be made, and we are going to be at our most annoying, aren't we, Bruce?
Absolutely. I'm yes. All in for being annoying. I think most people at Murrayfield find me annoying, and we've got a bit of a plan. So we've got the Doddy Duke, we've got Spin Class, Doggy Aid, Family Fun Day, Dodcast happening. There's a Doddy Weir Cup, obviously. There's the weekly Zwift ride. You've got the band of brothers and sisters back together. The MND community is rallying around again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a bit of work to do down in Wales. We've got plans down in Wales over the next few days to get things kicked off there. Things have been slightly slow in getting going there, and that's partly our fault for not mobilising our assets down there. Edinburgh Glasgow game obviously is going to be a big one for us, and then Doddy Duke the 31st we've got our first, it's like a prelude, the prologue stage of the Tour de Doddy Aid, the Zwift ride, 10 a.m. and being led by none other than Toonie. So have you got Zwift on your walk bike, have you, Kelly?
I don't. I'll see if I can.
He doesn't yet. Exactly. So there we go. So, but Toonie's leading the. In fact, if you can get it sorted out, you can be a sweeper, or maybe you'll be the leader and Toonie will be the sweeper. I don't know who's quicker, but anyway, 10 a.m. Sunday. Just get a bit of exercise in before this takes over on Sunday. So.
Kelly, Melrose man, South, same as Doddy. As you said, it's just over a year since the big man left us. His legacy appears to just be getting stronger.
Oh, it absolutely does. And it's just a sign of the man, isn't it? It's a sign of the man. It's the sign of the challenge, obviously, you know, that he was faced with. And so what he's done, and so he started the foundation. It's got bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm not sure, you know, what the number is in terms of the money raised, but is it sort of seven million, 8 million, something like that? It's a
more
up.
More.
It's even more.
It's 11 million spent on research so far.
That's just incredible. That's just incredible. Yeah. It's just amazing. And we're making strides. And the key thing is that we need to keep on going. It's a horrible disease, horrible, horrible, horrible. And we're making strides. So we need to keep on pushing, and we need to find the cure. And we will. it's just a question of time. And so we just need to keep on pushing. So again, so just to encourage everyone to please, please, please to sign up.
Rob, the foundation, I have to admit, I was concerned that I thought we might lose a bit of momentum, but Kevin Simfield's helped, not necessarily directly for the foundation, but in keeping MND at the forefront. Doddy Aid is still crucial. The work that's going on, the Doddy dinner that happens every year that you arrive late to, but as usual, stylish entrance. It's not slowing down. And Doddy Aid is still a huge part of it. I mean, last year, the fundraising total was incredible. Have you set yourself a target for this year?
Yeah, it would be nice to break 50,000 people. We understand their challenges. Obviously, everything was a lot fresher in our mind. And if we look at the kind of serious side of it, obviously, losing Doddy last year and, you know, in itself, that focused everyone's minds and it was very fresh. And it's really getting that momentum back again is what we're looking at over the next week. And Kevin does amazing things, you know, what he does with his 7 ultramarathons in 7 days. That's not something that you, I, or most people can do. But what we offer with Doddy Aid is a chance for everyone to do their little bit. £20 a head, 50,000 times £20 makes 1 million. And that's the way it works. This is a community event. Everyone gets their chance to support. It's not a celebrity event, even though we're lucky to have people as wonderful as Kelly supporting us, but and many others as well. It's just a chance for everyone to give their £20. Some people do some fundraising as well. Most people won't. We just want people to sign up. Sign up, form a league. Get your family and friends in. We've got a new league. We've got the Kelly Bruce Rob League. We had to go up, see who can get the most kilometers, and just change the speedo on your one, Bruce, so that it's giving you extra kilometers, you know, just so that you're competitive, okay? And and just have a bit of fun, because it's a really serious background to the whole thing with MND, but Doddy was a guy who just, you know, there was always fun wherever Doddy was, and he's not here, but the fun remains. So have some fun, do some crazy things, do a health and safety check beforehand, or Jill will get us in trouble. Do some crazy but safe things. Did we not have we had a saying, did we not, Bruce, about, was it crazy but safe, was it, or something like that?
Crazy but safe. Ask yeah. For forgiveness, not for permission, has become
exactly. So, but and have a great time. This is it's the community that is surrounding Doddy Aid. It's the MND community. It's got a background of something really dreadful. And as Evan with the human condition, the very worst situations produce the very best outcomes sometimes. And there's a huge energy, a huge support out there, people trying to help. A very simple thing of funding research to get treatments. You still haven't really got a treatment. There might be one around the corner. But to fund treatments and ultimately a cure for Doddy, for MND. And, you know, it's a very simple mission, isn't it? But it's going to take a while, and we need to keep banging away at it, putting our £20 in, wearing our snoods. There we go. Supporting our winning team. This is a North and Midlands snood, in case you don't know. See? Get signed up. That's the message. Get signed up. You, whoever you are, get signed up.
Gentlemen, an absolute pleasure to see you. We're going to finish by watching some of these videos that you've lovingly sent on to try and inspire and cajole and persuade people to sign up. It's absolutely brilliant to see you. Hopefully I'll catch up with you soon.
This January, Doddy Aid is back, and as the captain of Team South, I was thrilled to receive a present from the founder of Doddy Aid, Captain Rob Wainwright. It's the Smelly Fish Challenge. This is the smelliest fish in the world. So I've got my daughter Lena. Hello, Lena.
Hello.
And I've got our friend Esme.
Hello.
Hi, Esme. And we are going through the Smelly Fish Challenge. And we're not allowed to do it indoors because my wife says it's too smelly. So let's go. Right, can you just hold that over? So apparently it squirts. Oh, it's making like...
I can't smell it.
Slightly fizzy noises.
No, it's covering you, but...
Oh, God. Oh.
I can't smell it.
Can you not smell it?
Go in there.
Oh, that is strong. That does stink.
Has he come over here?
God, you...
Too bad.
Not too bad.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh, I got open.
This is it. I would smell of that. I would smell of that. What do you mean you can't smell it?
Okay, you go in.
So yes, so stick your nose in there.
It just smells of dog food.
Oh, well.
How smelly is Snickers?
Right. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. Yep. There we go. Shall I go for... Oh, God, it's literally...
You go with the big pigs.
Oh, my God, that stinks.
She gets it on.
You're not even anywhere near...
Oh, you've got
the
small lucky duck. Is this edible?
Oh, God, that's...
Just shove it, it's fine.
Do you have to cook it?
No.
I think it's fine. I don't.
Oh, that's absolutely disgusting. Very sharp.
Oh, no, that's massive. Look at it. If you cut it in half... Wait, look.
Oh, it's got a backbone.
I don't want the actual face. Oh, it's floppy. I'm fine.
I can't afford it.
Let's see.
Oh, I can't afford it.
Take a small bit.
I can't wear it off.
Go on then, girls.
Is he on
three? Ready? One, two, three. Oh, well done, Ezzy.
Well done, Esme. That's amazing.
No.
Well, so Dodiade, okay, get signed up.
Pleasure to speak to those two. And there's more videos coming. Absolute nonsense. Just Champagne Wainwright, isn't it? There'll be more podcasts and other things for you to listen to and watch. Keep an eye on all the socials for Dodiade and the foundation, and check out Happiness is Egg-Shaped as well. Great to see you. My name is Bruce Aitchin from Happiness is Egg-Shaped. My happiness is Dodiade-shaped. See you all soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.